Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, if you missed Sunday night's Grammy Awards and are looking for a comprehensive recap with plenty of insight from seasoned music professionals,
you probably should stop listening right now. So, Patrick, you watched the Grammys?
I did. Watch them, Sunday night's Grammys, but I didn't watch them live. I actually had to record them and watch them on tape delay because I cranked up the VCR and put a tape in there and recorded them. Because VCR. You know, yeah, the old VCR. I had a blank tape. I recorded over some of St. Elmo's Fire, unfortunately, but that's the only blank tape I had. But you know, Rockin' the Suburbs is a 24-hour operation. Last night was my night, or Sunday night was my night to be on duty. So I had to kind of stay up and monitor the suburban party line, you know, check things, keep the engine running. You know, we all pull 24 hour shifts.
That's right.
So it was my graveyard shift, so I couldn't really watch them.
All right. I stayed up and watched. I missed like the first half hour.
Okay.
And then, you know, which, like, how important is that to miss the beginning of a you know, a nationally televised event, right? Nothing happens in the first half hour. Right?
James Harden was telling some joke.
James Corden.
Oh, right. What did I say?
James Harden, the basketball player.
That's right. The guy with the beard.
Wouldn't that be great?
His beard could do jokes. Yes.
Okay. So I missed that. And then I watched pretty much the rest of it.
Okay.
So I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. And we live in the suburbs where we have like big flat screen TVs and stuff like that. And we can watch the show. And, you know, first, let's just say this. Let me ask you this, I guess.
Okay.
The Grammys to me, I'm sort of an occasional Grammys viewer. I'll watch it some years, other years, you know, maybe not.
It's not appointment viewing in any way.
But I think sort of the idea of it, I mean, forget the awards for a second. Obviously, they're building it around an award show, but it's really more of a performance, you know, showcase, right? And I think at its core, what it's supposed to kind of do is give you sort of a snapshot of like the current state of popular music, right?
Right. I think it's trying to take a broad swath across rock, country, obviously rap, R&B, hip hop, you know, even jazz. They give out all these awards beforehand, right? Where they talk about, you know, all these different sort of subgenres. Metal is even represented most of the time.
That's right. So to be fair, I think while it may not always be my kind of music that I'm into, and I actually think they do a pretty good job of that, of kind of covering a lot of different styles of music, but giving you sort of like what's current, you know, or what's big right now, within a couple of tributes and things like that thrown in there too.
And I think Sunday night's show certainly kind of is a good indication of that, right? It you had everybody from people that I consider to be really exciting, creative, younger artists like Anderson .Paak and Chance the Rapper, right? All the way to people that I would consider should have been stopped making records a long time ago, you know? Right. No offense to Metallica, but they were pretty good last night.
That was actually one of my favorite parts, you know, despite the microphone problem. But I liked it because, you know, having just seen Lady Gaga perform at the Super Bowl, in a very, you know, in that sort of like, you know, stadium pop kind of thing, then to see her like doing, you know, metal singing and really like doing it well.
Shredding it, man. She was decked out in her leather and was like going for it.
You know, and this is the same singer who, you know, in other incarnations will sing like standards with Tony Bennett, right? She's a shapeshifter.
Yeah,
is what she really is.
She really is. That's a great way to put it. And she was phenomenal. Yeah.
I mean, she completely committed to that song and that style of music, and I thought just nailed it. I was like really, really impressed with that. So that was cool. The other thing, you mentioned Anderson .Paak, you know, you had Tribe Called Quest was up there. You mentioned Chance the Rapper, right? You had
big fan of his.
Maren Morris, who's like a young, you know, up and coming country singer.
Uh-huh.
You had Sturgill Simpson perform. Then, you know, you had a couple of big stars, obviously, like Beyonce and, you know, Adele were big parts of the show. But I actually was kind of impressed by how many people got to perform on the, you know, the Grammy stage to a worldwide audience who were not really household names, right?
Certainly not. I mean, you could make a case for a bunch of different people who were not, who got a chance to get in there.
So again, I think I have to give them some credit for that.
Yeah.
They could just put up sort of a couple of big stars from now. You could have your Beyonce and your Adele,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, bring up sort of like, you know, veteran acts to fill it out and make it just a bill of
get
stuff that
ratings.
Everybody knows. But they didn't really do that.
Two things I want to say. One, I totally agree with you on that, and especially in the sense of Chance the Rapper, because he's not signed to a label. You people have to remember this. He does not have a label. He is sort of skirting the entire well-established template of what you do to be a rock star, right? He releases his music to streaming services, and he connects with fans in other ways, whether it's live or whether it's, you know, appearing on other artists' albums or collecting those royalties from those streaming services, right? So he's really invented, or starting to invent, right, an alternative path, which totally speaks to me. Second,
Let me just interject there, because I did not, I guess I had heard that before, but I had forgotten about the fact he's not on a label. That actually is really telling, because the Grammys is essentially a industry event,
An insider event.
It is the recording industry, which is run by labels, right?
And that's all about selling units.
So why would they have this guy up there at all?
It's quite telling.
Yeah.
Quite telling. And secondly, I wanted to note that I exist in a world, and I exist quite happily, that does not contain Adele. I just don't have any reason to interact with her. Not that I have anything against her. She seems like a perfectly nice person. My world doesn't contain her, and I don't think it's going to change. There's just no place in my world for her. But, you know.
Well, so to cut, you know, right to the chase, right? That to me was a letdown at the end of the show. That here you have a show that, like I said, to some extent, you know, for what is essentially, you know, the music's biggest night or whatever, to really be showcasing some more interesting acts, and then basically give the big awards to the most mainstream of mainstream, you know, essentially adult contemporary kind of stuff, was a little bit to me disappointing.
That's what it is. Yeah.
And especially in a year when Beyonce, who is a mainstream artist, a big-selling artist,
my God, yes,
had an incredible album.
Right.
And
I'm there with you.
High art, you know? And then to not be able, not, you know, give it to her, you know, that, I don't know. There was something that didn't sit well with me there. But again, but then there's a big part of me that just says, you know, who really cares who wins these awards? Because nobody really remembers 2 years from now who won Grammy Awards.
You can only work up so much ire for
That's right.
But I will say, two, and maybe I had 3 points. The other one was, you know, certainly David Bowie's record was, you know, an incredible achievement, right? It certainly deserved to be recognized, but is now the time to really give him like 5 or 6 awards, or his people, like, why weren't you doing that, you know, 15 years ago or 20 years ago when he was at his creative zenith, you know, arguably, right?
You knew that was going to happen, though, because
and that's kind of sad.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the, like the Berlin trilogy, you know, was he getting Grammys then?
If they were giving out Grammys and Lowe didn't win a Grammy, then there's something wrong with the Grammys, you know? A couple other quick notes I had here, Jim, and I don't know what these are apropos of. Maybe nothing. Cage the Elephant are apparently the best rock album of the year, I wrote down.
Is that right?
I don't know, but apparently they were. Hotline Bling won a couple of things, so Drake shouldn't be too sad. Yo-Yo Ma won something. And I wrote down that William Bell won for Best Americana Album, which I thought was really interesting because he's like a soul singer. You don't you know, Miss Your Water from like years and years ago, and then had this comeback on, you know, he was like a Stax Volt kind of a singer.
Totally.
And had this sort of comeback years later.
Soul and into blues. I guess the blues part might make it sort of more Americana-ish. I don't think of it that way either.
I think of like Jeff Tweedy when someone says Americana.
He wrote the song Born Under a Bad Sign,
uh-huh.
which, you know, is incredible, a song. Great song, but that was also like 50 years ago. Right. But
You Don't Miss Your Water. It's an incredible song, too. The Birds covered it on Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Okay, so I have a couple of notes here.
Okay.
First of all,
I hope they're more coherent than mine.
When I turned on I was about a half hour into it, and 21 Pilots were taking off their pants.
Yeah, they did take their pants off.
But I actually thought that was kind of cool. You know why? They didn't just do it to be like, hey, look at us. We're like so rock and roll.
No,
they had a story.
They had a story about watching the Grammys years ago, right?
Right, and yeah. they were like sitting in their underwear watching it, and then they said like, "Hey, if we ever win,
yeah,
we should go up like this," right? So that was nice. That was a nice little moment.
Now, be honest, have you ever heard their music?
All right, so here
I don't think I ever have. I'm trying to think of it.
Honestly, they're one of those bands that like. If you said to me, just like you did, have you ever heard their music? I would say, I don't think so. But then when I hear it, I go like, oh, I've heard that song before.
That might happen to me.
And that was to happen last night when they played like little clips of their songs. I was like, oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I was in line at Whole Foods and somebody played it.
But as I like to say, you know, it's not really aimed at me, right? So I don't feel bad that I don't really connect with it, right? The other thing was, oh. The Time. Did you see that whole Prince tribute?
That was
the
great.
Time? Well, it was...
Well,
So tell me what you think.
Well, I have to say that was a rough spot to have to do that, right? Because didn't they come on right after Beyonce?
Maybe. I can't remember the
order.
Yeah.
I think they... Because eventually Bruno Mars came out with them, right? So I think that was right after Beyonce. And that's like an impossible place to be, right? They should have done speech or something.
No.
Or did they go on?
They came out after Tribe.
Oh, they came
out.
And
that was so good.
That was impossible to follow. That's
Tribe
what
Called Quest and Anderson .Paak and Busta Rhymes.
That's right.
And they did that great song, We the People.
Yeah.
And
Shout out to Bud Verge.
That was probably the highlight of the whole show.
Agreed.
And then, you're right. Then The Time came on after
that's
that.
What I remember most about it was like, this is cool, but man, this is, you know, I'm just like, nobody's going to top what just happened, right?
So, you know, I thought it was fun that they had The Time and that they played Jungle Love and The Bird.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a Prince tribute, right? And they, like, you know, it might have made more sense to have, what would have been really cool is have, like, members of The Time and, like, The Revolution and the New Power Generation.
Wendy
or whatever,
and Lisa.
Like, people who actually played
with
Prince or... You know, Sheila E., like, have, like, sort of a Prince all-star band come out and
Vanity
play
Six.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
But instead, they had The Time, and they just played those two songs you knew them for. And to be honest with you, last week, they were probably playing at a rib fest somewhere, you know? And now here they are on the Grammy
Fair
stage,
point.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And then the Bruno Mars, people were really raving about the Bruno Mars playing Let's Go Crazy.
Right. And sort of dressing like... His Majesty.
I don't know. I didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
It was all right. I mean, I like Bruno Mars. I think he's a real talent. And there's no real good way to do this other than the way I just mentioned. But
that's right.
You know, because last
so
year,
maybe there is.
Last
folks.
Year, people got, you know, really came down on Lady Gaga in the Bowie tribute.
Yeah.
They didn't like that because, you know, somehow it wasn't faithful enough to Bowie's music. So here, Bruno Mars is doing a very faithful rendition of Let's Go Crazy, but nobody can really do it.
Yeah.
He probably did as well as anybody can, but then you're sitting there going, God, I just miss Prince even more. I don't know. So it was all right.
I think the way they should reinvent the show is just to make it a performance night. Just make it like the biggest performance night of the year. Don't give any awards. Or give them at a separate ceremony like they do with a lot of them. You know who won later, they announce it, right? But just get these incredible stars up there and play. And at the end, have an all-star jam on what would they jam on? Obviously, it's pretty obvious what they would jam on this year at the end. All the artists who played came out and they do a big jam. Right?
Yes.
And they jam on
what?
I would say Hotline
Purple
Bling.
Rain?
No, everybody should jam on Hotline Bling.
Oh, okay.
That would be the jam I would choose. Yeah. Everybody could take a verse.
They tried to do some Sweet Caroline sing-along. Did you see that? That was not so good.
I fast-forwarded through that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I'm sorry I even brought it up.
That was real ugly.
Okay. So, but you were saying it should be all performance and you and I should program it.
That would be much better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Beach slang probably would have gotten a slot.
Okay. And then one last note I have here.
Okay.
And this was not in the show proper. This was in... one of the commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's apparently a show on CMT called Sun Records.
Really?
Do you know about this?
No, I didn't. And I fast forwarded through all the commercials. So I had the luxury of watching the whole show in about an hour.
I'm watching one of the commercial breaks. And so CMT has picked up the show Nashville.
Yeah.
Do you know that show?
I do.
Was on, I think, ABC.
Yeah.
And
it's a pretty good show.
I've never seen it, but it's a,
it's
drama based around country music. but like all fictional, right?
Yep.
And then it was like, so apparently that's going to be on CMT now, and uh-huh. it's coming up. And then it said, and then also new series or something like that, Sun Records. And I was like, what is this?
What the hell?
So I looked it up real quickly here, and it is a show, upcoming American drama to be broadcast on CMT in February 2017. So I guess it's about to debut. It's
going to be debuting any minute now.
And they have several people, but various unknown actors, or at least unknown to me, playing Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash and wow. Jerry Lee Lewis and Colonel Tom Parker and Jimmy wow. Swaggart and Sam Phillips.
It's
a show.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
No
I don't
idea.
Know.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's anything.
They didn't consult us.
No.
I'm kind of disappointed.
So, I don't get CMT at home.
No.
So I don't know how I'm going to watch this.
We
but
might. I just got to figure out what channel it
if
is.
People want to.
It's probably like 316 or something.
But maybe a listener out there, a really nice listener, will record it on his VCR.
Would that be nice?
And then mail just me the tape.
Once a week.
Yeah.
the new episode's here, honey.
That's right. Thread this in.
That's right. I'll make some popcorn.
Play it. Yeah.
The all only right. other note I have is I was hoping that I Took a Pill in Ibiza would win Song of the Year, but I don't know why. That's all I have.
I didn't really pay that much attention to the actual awards themselves.
Yeah, that was easy to skip by.
Yeah, I got nothing there. I did find out later that Sturgill Simpson won Best Country Album. And sort of what you were talking about with Chance the Rapper being sort of, you know, really kind of outside the industry.
Right.
I feel this when it comes to country music, I feel the same way about Sturgill Simpson, yeah. that he is outside
He's
of that Nashville bubble yeah. and that he wins Best Country Album instead of what you would see on the country shows where it would be, you know, Blake Shelton or Luke
yes.
Bryan or
yes.
Carrie Underwood or somebody like that, a very established Nashville artist. For this guy to be
yeah.
sort of an outsider doing weirder stuff, like playing with the Dap Kings horns
right.
section, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's not that, little big town.
That gives me some sense that somebody knows what's
kind
going
of
on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a couple hopeful signs, yeah. right? Maybe okay. we'll tune in next year.
Yeah, I got to rest up. Okay.
Get some sleep, man.
Okay, but what you can do in the meantime is listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Every day. We don't do this once a year. We do this 5 times a week.
That's right.
Yeah.
We are out
At
here.
Least for now.
Monday through Friday. Just like everybody else, we pick up our lunch pails, we head to the studio, we create an episode.
That's right. You can find the show on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher.
Stitcher.
And you can also find us at suburbspod.com.
Like that website?
You do some cool stuff there.
Thank you. We're soon going to add some sort of critical commentary, reviews maybe.
We are.
Basically because we want free records, but you know, we that, love to review things.
No, that's coming up pretty soon yeah. actually, where we're going to, where you're going to find more of our ramblings, but just in written form, text form,
right.
stuff that we can't always, you know, get to on the show or
that's
whatever.
We're working
other
so
things
hard.
There.
That's right.
The other thing you can do, Patrick, is
what?
You can call the Suburban Party Line.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
leave a message. That number is 612-440-1984. Do that. So tell us what you thought of the Grammys or I don't know, anything else in
yeah.
music.
What was that? 612-440-1984?
There you go.
I got it. I All memorized
right.
it.
All right, Done. Good. So I don't ever have to look it up again?
Nope.
All right. Also, when you go to iTunes, please rate and review the show.
Please,
that really
folks.
Helps us out.
Really
that
does.
Would be great. And subscribe so you yeah. get on the phone all the time.
And we're nice people. We don't say that at the beginning of the show. We wait until the end. So if you're still with us, you should really rate and review.
Because we're closers. always be closing.
If you're within the sound of my voice, please rate and review our show. It's only fair.
All right, Patrick, so let's wrap this up. Why don't we play out with the song that Chance the Rapper did
right.
on the show?
Off of Coloring Book, his amazing album.
Yeah, it was called No Problem.
That's it.
All right. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you later.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yep. If one more label try to stop me, it's going to be some dread. Upon a man. channel riding through the streets, they be like, there you go. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day, had to pick up all the mail. They gon' channel riding through the streets, they be like, there you go.
Can't find the phone number again? That's kind of weird. Happens every time. I'm going to make some sweatbands with the phone number on it so you can just check your wrist.